From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, trying to make peace in Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he has no doubt the United States will send economic help and what he calls aid of other kinds to Ukraine as it battles pro-Russia separatists in the eastern part of the country. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who is also in Munich for a security conference, said Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly vowed to work for peace, but instead has sent tanks, troops, and weapons to Ukraine.
Let me be clear. We do not believe there is a military solution in Ukraine. But let me be equally clear. We do not believe Russia has the right to do what they're doing.
Officials at the Munich conference discussed a French-German plan to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. French President François Hollande said the plan is one of the last chances to end the fighting in Ukraine, but German Chancellor Angela Merkel said it is unclear if it will succeed. Ukrainian forces have been fighting to take back parts of eastern Ukraine, seized by Russian-backed separatists when a new Western-leaning government took power in Ukraine last year. Nigeria announced Saturday it's postponing the February 14th presidential election 6 weeks due to security concerns about the Boko Haram insurgency. Islamic militants took control of large parts of eastern Nigeria. Experts say conducting a peaceful vote in those areas would likely be impossible. President Goodluck Jonathan is seeking another term, but many Nigerians have criticized him and his government for what they say is a failure to defeat the extremists. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Jordanian fighter jets struck Islamic State targets for a third straight day on Saturday, as the militants claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed an American hostage remained unconfirmed. Jordan launched the raid to avenge the killing of a Jordanian pilot that the Islamic State group captured in Syria in December. The United Arab Emirates said Saturday it ordered a squadron of F-16 fighter planes to Jordan to help in the airstrikes. Both Jordan and the UAE are members of the U.S.-led coalition attacking the militants in their captured territory in Iraq and Syria. Here in Washington, President Obama says the country must always resist the urge to overreach when it comes to getting involved in global crises. Mr. Obama says America leads from a position of strength, making the comment as he released a new document outlining his national security strategy. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice echoed some of the president's points during a speech in Washington at the Brookings Institution.
Fundamentally, it's a strategy to strengthen the foundations of America's power, political, economic, and military, and to sustain American leadership in this new century, so that we can surmount the challenges of today and capture the opportunities of tomorrow.
The security document makes no major policy changes, but clarifies the U.S. approach to a number of challenges, from the fight against the Islamic State militants to the Russian actions in Ukraine to the rise of China. Some Republicans in Congress have criticized Mr. Obama for what they say is an inadequate response to global threats, including those posed by the Islamic State group and the Ukraine conflict. Yemen's Gulf neighbors denounced the Shiite rebel takeover of the country as a coup on Saturday, as thousands of Yemenis took to the streets to protest the power grab. Six-nation Gulf Cooperation Council, led by Sunni-ruled Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, labeled the Houthi rebels' action as unacceptable escalation. They said it threatens the country's security and stability, but rebel leader Abdelmalek al-Houthi defended the takeover in a speech on Saturday, saying it filled a power vacuum, a political vacuum, and was in the interest of the Yemeni people. A colorful Paul Gauguin painting of two Tahitian girls has been sold for a record-breaking price. Media reports say the 1892 oil painting by the French artist has sold for nearly $300 million, surpassing the roughly $250 million Cotter paid 3 years ago for Paul Cézanne's The Card Players. The Emirates is reported to be also the buyer of the Gauguin, which was sold at a Swiss family trust. The trust owns a majority collection of about 20 Impressionists and Post-Impressionists works of art.
That's the latest world news from VOA.